720 WGN, the Street Race Radio Special, and excited to have on NASCAR pit reporter Arca Menard, serial play-by-play announcer, and one of the favorite voices of motorsports, and of course, part of that great team at NASCAR on Fox, the one and only Jamie Little. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, it's good to be on. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. You've been traveling the country, of course, bringing America all of their favorite races, whether it's NASCAR and the Cup Series or the Menard Series and all the action that's going on. You guys get that break. I always wondered, is it for you guys, is it, well, on the Fox side, okay, you know, another successful season, we can kind of catch our breath and relax a little bit and do some things? Or are you thinking, geez, I wish we were doing the whole season? How is it?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, after what, 18 straight weekends on the road covering all the action in four different series, it's like, oh, you could catch your breath. You have some vacation time. I'm actually on vacation right now. But at the same time, you're like, dang, I don't like to sit back on the couch and watch a race with another network doing it. It's just strange. I feel like we set up all the storylines and then somebody else just gets to take the ball and run with it. So it's a little of both.
I see it as we look at it from sort of that, objective perspective that I think it's a great sort of like baton that you wouldn't necessarily see the peaceful transition of power, right, in the motorsports world. And it seems like it goes pretty seamlessly because unlike almost any other sport, whether it's Fox or NBC, it seems like the betterment, the advancement of NASCAR in the sport seems to be the highest priority.
Absolutely. And, you know, no matter who's covering it, they've been doing it a while. NBC, Fox, and ESPN did it, same thing. You know, we're part of it, and we have people at the track no matter if we're covering the big races on Saturdays and Sundays or not. But yes, it's we know that all eyes are on NASCAR. It's the number one motorsport in America, and we take our jobs very seriously, but all of us who cover it have been around it a long time. We're very ingrained in it, and, you know, that is the top priority. It's a passion, and I always tell people, it's not just a job for me, it's a lifestyle because it's a daily thing. Whether you're covering the races on Sunday or not, you're still staying in the groove because, one, you care so much about it, and two, you just like it, and you like staying on top of all the action because there's a lot of storylines in NASCAR.
One of the storylines is, and of course, in your career, you've been making a lot of those on the history side. You and I out at the Clash of the Coliseum, that was history. Fox did all of that stuff, and there's some history being made coming up this week in Chicago. It's the first ever street race for the Cup Series. 75 years, NASCAR's, they've never done this.
It's unreal. You know, people ask that all the time, like, is this really a big deal? I'm like, this is a huge deal. In the last couple of years, NASCAR has taken some big steps to try new things. You mentioned it, moving the Clash around, going to the Coliseum, literally building an asphalt racetrack inside a stadium only to tear it up and let the football players for USC back on it. I mean, just things unprecedented. Taking the track, taking the races to the people is what NASCAR wants to do, to open up some eyes, get some new fans, do things a little bit differently. And that's exactly what the Chicago Street Course is going to be like. And I guarantee that, you know, there's this whole movement and there's these people that they've caught on to F1 and they think it's so exciting and such a great event. I promise you that if you go to the Chicago Street Course race, you will not believe the action. The racing will be better than any street course you've seen, no matter what the style of racing, F1, et cetera. But also the atmosphere, you know, how close you get to our drivers. The drivers in NASCAR are all about the fans. You know, they're very touchable. It's very easy to get up in their face and get an autograph. And that's really what sets NASCAR apart.
Yeah, and as great of a job as you guys do, and it's always getting better, more advanced on the TV side, and you guys do it as well as anyone at Fox, and with all the capabilities you guys have on the studio side, and of course, on site, really, and we always say that there's no substitute for really being there, and that first time, you know, when you've gone to a race as a kid, or whenever it is that you experience, I know there'll be a ton of people, you know, well on in age, they're going to experience racing for the first time, the sights, the sounds, the vibrations, the smells. I mean, we're going to hook a lot of people this week.
Absolutely. I think people are going to tune in just to see what all this talk is about, what the chatter is about. What do stock cars look like on a street course in the downtown streets of Chicago? I think no matter if you're a race fan or not, it's something that you'll want to tune in for, see what it's all about, how they execute it, because it's never been done in our sport, like you said, in 75 years. So I think it's going to be a great event. And that's really what especially the younger fans want in this day and age. Like, sure, we want to go to a race, but what else do you have to offer? I want some atmosphere. I want a party feel. I want concerts, and they have a lineup of people. I mean, there's going to be something for everybody. And oh, by the way, there's going to be a great Ray too.
Right. They say if you can see it, you can be it. And I think even for people tuning in on television, seeing NASCAR in a place that they know, if they live in the Chicagoland area or even a metropolitan area, right, that isn't necessarily been as exposed to racing in NASCAR, and to see it happening there, they'll think to themselves, well, why can't we do it? You brought up the TV side, and you know, just as the racing is going to be all different, all new for everybody, they're not letting the Cup drivers driving the Xfinity race. They don't want anyone to have a leg up on the experience side. But the TV side, and what you've been doing your entire career, it's kind of all new for them too, you know, at least in the on the venue side. You've done road courses, but how would you, you know, if you're looking at this, you know, from either your pit reporter side or announcing it, how would you sort of approach a race like this?
Yeah, it's something so different, right? But I think that conveying it to the people watching, just, you know, how big the event is first and foremost, but how different it is. What everything is going to be purpose-built. I mean, pit road isn't going to look like your average pit road that they're week in and week out at a racetrack that we visit, and it stands still for, you know, all year long except for the one or two races that they get. And like you said, I mean, people are used to in Chicago or watching on TV, they're like, well, we want to go to the Chicago area, but the only race we can go to is Chicagoland Speedway, which is a great place, but it's 45 minutes to an hour outside of the city. And that's a lot of times what you get. Like in California, people want to go to an oval race, they go to Fontana. We say it's LA, it's really not. It's so they create the clash, you know, in downtown Los Angeles. And that's what it's about. You know, now people watching will be like, I guarantee they're going to say, we want to be at that event next year. And oh, by the way, you can stay in a fancy hotel. You don't need a rental car. You can walk right down to the course. You can stay in a hotel that looks down on the course and take in all the action. So it's a totally different experience. I think we're going to see a lot of, like you said, first-time fans, people that really are going to be captivated, I think, by NASCAR. Not just, you know, the personalities that they'll see or what they do on the track, but just how exciting the style of racing is and these stock cars and what they're capable of. You know, we call them stock cars, but the reality is they really are like Formula One. I mean, the technology that these cars have now, it's far more than most people believe.
You guys and your team are in tune with the trends and, you know, who has momentum and who's racing really well. And more so than the NBC crew coming in, they just are brand new to the season. So when you look at this, is there a team they're trying to keep it as close to the vest as possible? A lot of people doing simulators to try to figure it out. Do you see anyone that you're like, okay, well, they have a good shot, or this could give them trouble? Any favorites for Jamie Little?
Yeah, I would think, you know, it is really hard. Like, it's the first time going there, right? We have no idea. And that's the exciting part of it. As a reporter, I love when we go somewhere for the first time. There's no notebook. Sure, they can do the simulation. And they hope they get it right, because sometimes it's not right. And they'll get to the track and be far off. They're going to have a long practice session. They'll be able to dial it in a little bit. But I would say, I look at somebody like Joey Logano. He has a knack for winning first-time events. We saw him do it at the Clash. We saw him do it on Bristol Dirt. He just has, like, he's just capable of adjusting and adapting and overcoming like nobody I've seen. So I would say Joey Logano will probably be pretty good. When it comes to manufacturers, it's hard to say, but Martin Truex Jr. just won the latest road course, and he also won at the Clash on a short track. So I would say that the Toyotas are probably going to be pretty strong. Martin Truex Jr. will be strong. And then Chase Elliott, you know, he's racing to make it into the playoffs after being out with a broken leg. He's got a win to get in, basically. And he's really good. I think he's probably the best road course racer we have in NASCAR right now.
It's going to be exciting, right? Because you just don't know what's going to happen. Somebody could come out of left field, right, with an aptitude and a knack for this. Either way, it's going to be just so cool. And you look at this, that sort of bigger picture from an entertainment side, and watching television is going to have everything people would want. And in person, you're going to have a lot of that too. But Jamie, your thoughts big picture, because part of this and why Chicago, why here, a lot of the interviews that I'm doing with drivers, they're at schools or they're talking to kids about STEM, or they're trying to connect in different ways to a non-traditional kind of next generation of race fans. Your thought on the impact, let's say, you know, God willing, everything goes well. What does it mean?
It's huge. It's huge for any community that NASCAR goes to. And that's a side of NASCAR that maybe people don't realize. They don't just show up and unpack and jump in their race cars, race, and then go home. these guys, these drivers, these teams, they come in, they're there 3-4 days in a row, and they go out into the communities. They give back. They help underfunded schools. They do the STEM stuff to open the eyes to kids that you can have a job in racing, or you could be a race car driver. And, you know, Bubba Wallace does a lot of that. 2311, that race team, their reach in their communities is incredible. So if you're interested in that, if you're in the Chicago area, just look it up. You know, on NASCAR's website, a lot of times they'll list like where drivers will be, maybe appearances that they'll be making. But the impact in NASCAR is all about making an impact in the community, especially when it comes to a city like Chicago. It's the first time there. They really want to make a positive impact and get people to realize that we're a lot more than racing. We give back. They make a lot of money. They give a lot of money to the community.
Yeah, there's a bunch of events. We'll have links for all of them up at WGNradio.com. So, Jamie, as we let you go, and thanks for jumping on the WGN Street Race Radio special here tonight. But people want to know, they're already texting in. So where are you? Are you on a beach somewhere? Are you in the woods? Are you camping? Are you, let's say, like a dog, like rescue retreat? What are you doing?
I wish I was on a dog rescue retreat. I'm actually in the woods. I'm in South Lake Tahoe. It's actually where I was born. So we come back. My kids are here. My husband. We've got family, friends up here. So it's a lot of fun. It's beautiful. It's a great getaway. And it's only like 60 degrees here right now. So a little bit different.
You got dressed for the weather. Enjoy the vacation. Enjoy the time off, as we have enjoyed everything that you guys have been doing, that great Fox team. And of course, Jamie, you as well. So thanks again. Again, we'll have links up for all your social media. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, Dan, always good to talk to you, and best of luck this weekend. I wish I was going to be in Chicago, but you know, I will be watching, and I have no doubt it's going to be a great, successful event.